Have you ever seen one of those images of Earth from space? If so, were you in awe? For me, I was. Let me explain. Our world is the only one that is known in our star system that is hyper-designed for complex life. Earth is not only suitable for life, but it is also a fortunate planet in so many ways. One of the several forms of grace that it receives is its protection from the disturbance that is constantly happening in our system. And its allies are, to name a few, the Sun, Jupiter, and our atmosphere. Ever wondered why all of this is done to us free of charge? Or why are these planetary bodies playing so intricately with each other? The answer is simple and profound. It is because a congress will be held sometimes in the future, and only the highest form of life will be awarded the virtue of life itself. This congress will not exist in space or time as you'd imagine. Rather, it will be a culmination of the best evolving life forces taking allegiance over the well-being of life itself. All the world religions assert this. Human intuition claims this, and mood and mind-altering herbs declare this. So why deny its validity? Mind you, these are human universals, the very few things that we agree on in life. And all point to our higher selves, the future of our species. Sometimes we need to agree that the human mind, beautiful as it is most detached from spiritual matters. We need to use the subconscious mind for that. It is really our subconscious mind that needs all the nourishing that's possible. Ponder about this. Why would a creator exist if it's not to create? And why would the act of creation be assumed to correlate with divine intervention in human affairs? Personally, I did not see the link up. However, creation is a pure, blissful, and powerful experience, regardless of your denomination. Creation is the act of causing life to exist. And life is inherently a net positive outcome for any or all creators. And by the same law, and due to entanglement, creation works with that life form until its very end. But this follows certain laws, some which we've begun unpacking. For instance, it's known that energy, frequency, and vibration are the language of life. And the outcomes, amongst a few, are manifestation, alignment, growth, exertion of life, self-healing, miracles, exorcism, and so forth. But let us move along swiftly. Here is the uncompromising news. You are being used. Ever wondered why people differ so drastically yet fit the same bowl of fish? And why would geneticists tell you that there's strength in diversity? Listen, the game plan is quite straightforward, and it lies bare for you to witness. And here it goes. You and I are vastly dissimilar because we are both high energy, high intensity experiments in the fields of energy and souls. The conclusion of this experiment entails strengthening what works and destroying what doesn't. You are a gamble of the highest magnitude. Think of yourself as a game of poker. Also, the player in the game of poker. By virtue, you will eventually get the win. But how long this will take depends on you. And there you were, a solitary person that you are. You believe that you are built tough and you are God. And, well, you are. And the true gods are most pleased with this. And such behavior is rewarded in the following way. 1, you have improved attitude and self-confidence in yourself. Your attitude about life is absolutely improved. Suddenly, you find yourself heads and shoulders above the rest of your peers, and you feel empowered. Unfortunately, this is not meant solely for you, and will be shared with the world via you. There you were, your ego needing a jolt. You had to go share your successes with those that you love, didn't you? But who do you suppose that they love? See, that data which you shared now belongs to the world. And such things are tricky to patent. The truth is that we are all being used, and our differences are appreciated and rewarded because life needs as much data from a varied background as possible. This accelerates its efforts to build an evolved environment for itself and its next batch of agents. As for you, a god in your own right, there's something you should know. Assuming you don't already know this. All those victories that you are amassing are moving you closer to the ideal of the highest authority. And aside from you, micromolecules are deployed in parallel to tune into your highest frequencies and record that blueprint on the sphere of life. The blueprint is peculiar in that it's immeasurable and omnipotent. It is a vessel of God. It is God in itself, and it was excreted by you. We have misunderstood all this to infer that being highly evolved implies being dominant and competitive all the time. Yet, that model leads to high depression and anxiety rates. It leads to loneliness, bitterness, revulsion, and suppression. And as with everything in this never-ending experiment of life, it will not last. Its proponents are the capitalists and the so-called imperial globalists. These are the people who seek to destroy the world for their gain. They live with a verbosity of security personnel and are so malicious to themselves and to the world. And it is unclear what the end goal is for them in all of this. Anyways, bringing this conversation to a much more human level is vital at this juncture, so I'll proceed. Study the world and what Europe has provided so far, and predict the outcomes of such a society. Do the same for Asia, North and South America, Africa, and Australia. Then conclude on which model is the best solution in our next chapter as humans. I can tell you, it will not be tyranny, communism, capitalism, and the like. It will be a model that can't be defined intellectually. A model that our earliest ancestors lived by. Please, do not try to sound pretty. It's not a system of hunter-gathering or bartering like your inference seems to suggest. Why would we revert to such structures which we evolved out of? Where is the sense in that? Then, if not those, I say, then what will it be? Well, as I have alluded to, the English language has yet to have a word for this. The English language simply does not have a way to describe this economic model. But you could start by inventing a word that culminates the spirit of balance with nature, the plants, with the land, the environment, spiritual welfare, ubuntu, the animals, and the air into one. If you can invent such a word, then you have understood what is meant. Because as humans, we are disgusted and troubled by wars and imbalance, and the vast majority of us agree on this sentiment. And this is recent because industries are a recent thing on a human scale. Fortunately, we understand industry and capitalism and can safely say that it is an ineffective system. For as much as humans seek to sail away from their primitive behaviors, they will also do the same for any broken systems that preach hate and competition at any cost. And all of this is being jotted down. Sure, the globalists will have their day of dominance, no doubt. But no everlasting outcomes will come from it. And they are shooting themselves on the foot here. Because when you bring people together, you also unite their most vital qualities, the ones that they have cultivated for millennia. And you install all of that in a new offspring for future preservations. And that can ultimately result in a powerful new conscience that no hate can stain. Despite human nature, this remains a plausible hypothesis. All science seems to indicate to a future where this is the norm. By the way, scholars have taught you that Africa is a primitive world with less evolved structures. But guess what? They were either wrong or grossly lied. And more so, they are hateful, unfortunately for them. Good riddance. If hate is not primitive, then I do not know what is. Some people have clearly not used the mirror on themselves lately. Africa is the world's oldest civilization and thus harbors life's best kept secrets. You study Africa with an inquisitive mind and you will understand the world differently. I have said that although imperfect, this continent has economic models that need to be mined and exported to every corner of the world. Because at least this way, the conversation between us and nature will reawaken, and creation will be at its peak again in a very long time. Whew, what a mouthful. Hey, do not be used, or, well, what does it matter anyways? Please take care of yourself. Signing out. Thanks.